Blog Talk Radio.
We stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship him now. How great, how awesome is he, and together we sing.
Song goes on even further than that, but it's a beautiful song and represents everything that we're here for, and it's great. And we're glad that you are here and spending the Monday with us here on Journey in the Light. I'm your host, Michael Long, and we invite you to call on in. We're going to be on with you pretty much now until about five and a half hours. And for the next several hours, you're going to be able to call in for free readings or intuitive readings. We have the doctor coming up at the bottom of the hour. But right now, we're going to be joined in and welcoming back Linnea Starr, psychic medium. Her readings are amazing. Her information and what she shares from her heart is always a delight. And today, I know she's going to be speaking about St. Teresa, and looking forward to that very much. And one last thing I want to say, Linnea Starr is going to be doing now a second show on Journey into the Light. So you'll get a double dose of Linnea Starr, which is great. Linnea Starr's second show will be on Thursdays at the same time, 5 p.m. Eastern times on Thursday. So Linnea Starr, Monday and Thursday, 5 p.m. Eastern time. So write it down. Tell your friends. Linnea Starr, Monday and Thursday, 5 p.m. Eastern time, exclusively here on Journey into the Light. And Linnea Starr does do private sessions all the time. So if you like a private session, which would be amazing, would highly recommend that, you could contact Linnea at her website, which is listed on the show page, LinneaStarr.com, or phone number, which is listed on the show page as well, as all my guests are, at 978-549-7802. Okay, as you guys are calling into the radio show right now to speak to Linnea for our mini reading session, 347-884-8245, press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, okay, if you're calling on in. And so let's go to our phone lines and let's bring Linnea in back into the show. Welcome back.
Hey, thank you so much. Happy spring to you, summer. Where we are, it hasn't really been the greatest weather, but at least the winter is gone. It's the summer solstice coming up in June, I think around the 21st. And thank you for having me on your show to educate, entertain, and enlighten.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on. You definitely do that each time you're on, so I enjoy it so much. And
me too.
And today you're going to be speaking about St. Teresa, is that right?
Yes, correct. Actually, St. Teresa is the saint that influenced a woman in Germany, and her name was Edith Stein, S-T-E-I-N. Edith Stein was born in 1891 in Germany, and she was a Jewish lady, and her family had some difficulties. Her mother was a single parent of 8 children, and as this young woman grew up, she began to be more and more curious about St. Teresa of Avila. She read quite a few books about the subject and finally decided to Christian Catholic woman, and she entered the convent of St. Teresa's Carmelite order in the late 1930s. Sadly, at that time, as you know, in Germany, there were horrible things going on, and she was still taken by the Nazis in 1942. To a concentration camp on August 2nd. And sadly, she was put to death with her sister at Auschwitz, August 9th of 1942. What I'm trying to show is that there was an unbelievable miracle that happened around Edith Stein. She became Teresa Benedicta a Cruz, which means blessed by the cross, St. Teresa, in Brockton, Massachusetts, near where I live in Boston. 43 years later, on August 9th, a little girl was born, and they named her Teresa Benedicta after St. Edith Stein. She accidentally took some Tylenol as a 2-year-old. People didn't realize it. She got into the medicine cabinet, and she was rushed to Mass General Hospital, where the family was told that they couldn't expect this little one to live. Too much brain damage was done. They prayed to St. Edith with the Teresa Catholic name, and the child miraculously survived to the amazement of all her medical people. She was invited to the canonization of St. Edith Stein on October 11th in 1998 by Pope John Paul II. So that just caught my eye. I had heard about Edith Stein over, you know, the course of my studies, but when I found out about the medical miracle to the little girl that was named for her 43 years after Edith Stein was put to death, I was just enchanted by the miraculous love that came from this Jewish woman who decided to embrace Catholicism. So I just wanted to kind of share that with your listening audience, because she's not very, very much publicized, but I think that she should be, because she was a martyr and she provided a miraculous healing for this little girl.
Wow, that's a special story. Wow, that's really neat. I didn't know that, so that's great. And that's what I love, part of, you know, of what you come on, Lene, and you bring these stories forward, which is really great to show, you know, the miracles that happen, you know, in so many different religions. And here we're speaking about, you know, the Catholic faith. And I think sometimes in the spiritual field, it gets overshadowed or it's like, sometimes, yes. And it's like, you know, oh, when I first started the radio show, it's like, oh, you don't talk about that. And I don't understand that, and I don't agree with that. So there's beauty in that, and what you just said, you know, that's so that's beautiful.
And it's such a thank you, and it's such a beautiful commentary, because, you know, these were unknown people. They were ordinary, everyday individuals, and they decided to pick up their faith and put a foundation, you know, connection, and they live their lives as very holy and giving people, not expecting anything, because it was done out of the goodness of their soul. And then, you know, a little girl is named for her, and she is brought back to life. And in the statement by the doctors at Mass General, her main physician said, "I am totally and completely astounded. There is no medical reason for this." And so what the family jumped in to say was, "You're right, there is no medical reason, but there was a spiritual reason." And there are about 200 miracles attributed to St. Edith Stein, but I chose the one because it is, you know, in my area, it's a little girl named for her. And she was actually born on the very same day that St. Edith Stein was put to death in Germany 43 years earlier. To me, that's just such a synchronicity connection, and I wanted to share it. And thank you, you know, for your guidance in doing this. You're a wonderful light worker.
Oh, well, thank you. So are you. And thanks for bringing that forward. That's just, that just shows just the power, you know, the power of God and the miracles, and, you know, that are upon us and around us all the time. So that's great. That's a great blessing.
And I think too, with your cadre of wonderful light workers, all of us, you know, have a very strong connection through our faith. And if we can all just pray together, and our listeners, let's just pray for peace. Our world needs peace. No more terrorist attacks, no more, you know, senseless victims being taken from us. I think, you know, if we can all agree to disagree and we can understand each other's beliefs, and it's a kaleidoscope of faith, we can all work together to just educate each other that I might believe one thing, you might believe something else, but together we're all under one umbrella of God, and the violence just has to stop. And I think we can all pray for that unanimously.
Yes, I totally agree. It gets you nowhere, this senseless violence, and it just destroys, you know, innocent people. And if people feel that their innocent people are harmed, it does no good for you to go and harm other innocents who are just going out and having a dinner or something like that.
Right.
It's
senseless. There's no meaning to it at all. So
yes,
let's hope
that,
you know, all the world leaders, you know, the Pope, all the hierarchy in every church, every temple, let's just hope that all of them can get on the same page, and we can just work to protect each other and to just enlighten everybody that, you know, you follow your own path, and it doesn't mean that someone has to kill you for it.
Exactly, exactly. Because you're just doubling down on what you say you dislike. So,
right.
Power and prayer is the message you brought today, and I think that's what we all can do in a time like this. So,
you're right. Absolutely.
Definitely. Okay. Well, let's see who's on the phone lines for you, Linnea. We got a lot of calls here, and the number to call in again, 347-884-8245. Again, remember, Linnea Starr is on Thursdays, too, also here on Journey in the Light, same time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Okay, let's go to our first caller. We're going to go to someone really eagerly waiting to speak with you. This is Kathleen in Massachusetts.
Hello?
You're on, Kathleen.
Hi, thank you so much. Yes, hi, thank you
hi,
so much
Linnea.
For calling.
I've been dying to talk to you. Good. How are you?
Fine. Oh, what a nice compliment. Thank you so much. And I hope that, you know, we can enlighten and entertain and educate you tonight. What question do you have that you'd like to pose to the universe? What would you like to ask?
Well, I am seeing someone for 3 years now. Someone I went to my high school prom with. He looked me up on Facebook. We've been dating. I'm not in love with this man at all. I see it more as a friendship. I think he sees it more. Do you see somebody else coming into my life soon and perhaps me remarrying?
Thank you for the question. And as we've been speaking, you know, I'm listening to you and your vibration is, you know, kind of reverberating to me. And I'm going to say that I think this gentleman does have a romantic hope for you, but you're being very truthful, and I think there's a nice friendship there. There seems to be a protection of him, like a big brother, and I'm going to say thank you for being honest, because sometimes people might not be as truthful as yourself. They might not reveal what's in their heart. So sometimes when we are as truthful and as revealing as you are, the universe will answer your prayer by sending you the soulmate that you're working towards meeting. So I'm going to say it looks like it could happen towards the fall, and it looks like they're showing me St. Anthony around you. So do you have any connection to St. Anthony at all? Are you familiar with him?
No, but I have a girlfriend that is, and she always refers to him as Tony.
All right, well, I'm just going to say St. Anthony.
Tony helps her with everything.
Yeah, St. Anthony is known to be the patron saint of lost things. And if we petition him and say, please send us something. So I'm going to say that I would take it in the context that you are looking for, you know, a situation that hasn't appeared to you. I would consider that a lost relationship. It hasn't happened, your soulmate connection. I would petition him and I would say, you know, I'm ready, I'm open, I'm hoping to find someone to walk with me through my lifetime and help me. And if you make the prayer petition, you ask the saint to answer you, and then you make a small donation to their cause. And there is a beautiful St. Anthony shrine, I believe, on Arch Street in Boston. It has a strong connection to him. But I would avail yourself to being open to new relationships. It looks like you are. And I think that by Labor Day, it almost looks like somebody in your life is going to introduce you to someone that you don't have a connection to. And I'm going to say by Christmas time, it looks like there is somebody sharing the upcoming holiday with you with great happiness around you. And is there someone named Mary or Marie in your life right now? Do you have anyone
Mary
with that name?
Well, Mary is my godmother, and my Martha is my best friend. I don't know.
All right. Where is Mary, your godmother? Where is she?
She lives in Methuen, Mass.
All right.
You
have a connection to that. Oh, I do.
Yes, she.
Beautiful community.
Elderly, yeah.
Okay. Are you close to her?
Yeah, we still talk, her and her husband, who's my godfather. He's in his 90s. They've always been good to me.
On your page. Well, I'm going to say that it's telling me that you'll be sharing that relationship appearance with that beautiful lady and her husband. So I'm going to say petition St. Anthony. It looks like Mary will be in very much a happy situation,
do
knowing
you
that you found your soulmate.
With this man?
Well, I think
I'd
you
love
know you
to
have
be
to
married.
Yeah, well, I'm going to say I think you have to crystal visualize what you want. And I think if you meet the right person that would make you happy, I wouldn't, you know, say there wouldn't be a marriage. But I'm going to say I think you might to know each other for a couple of years. And they are showing me the name Lisa. Do you have anyone named Lisa around you right now?
Lisa. No.
Well, that's going to be connected to the gentleman. It could be, you know, a child of his. It could be something in his vibration, and it could have something to do with how you meet. So please let us know what comes true. Have a great summer, and I do like to have people call us back when, you know, they get the answers that they've been requesting.
I have your cell phone, and I called you one time on your cell phone, and at the time you didn't have time to read me, and I would love a personal reading.
Well, I tell you what,
I remember
call
you were
going
to call me back, huh?
All right, well, I got a new phone, and sometimes when you get new phones, your old numbers disappear. So, you know, give me a call at the end of the week.
So is the one on Michael's page the right one?
Yes, that's it. Mm-hmm. So I will talk to you soon.
Okay, honey.
Thank you. Thank
you. Okay, Michael, keep me on, and thank you, Linnea.
Take care. You too.
Yes, everybody, you can contact. Yes, yes, been a long-time listener. You can contact Linnea at her website, either LinneaStar.com or the phone number, which is on the show page of 978-549-7802. We'll go next to area code 646. Welcome. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, my name is Savannah. I'm calling from New York.
Oh, are you near New York City? Are you near Manhattan?
Yeah, I'm in Brooklyn, in Coney Island.
Oh, what a great place. That's a very up-and-coming area. They're doing a lot of wonderful things in Brooklyn. So thank you so much for calling. And do you have a question tonight that you'd like to pose to the stars? What would you like to find out?
I would like to get any type of information on my relationship with a guy named Damian Pratt. Could you pick up any, like, are we going to...
Okay, well, thank you. How old is the young man right now?
He's 23. And we've
all right,
been
well,
like
I'm
going to
say,
before.
Okay, so, and are you together? Are you, you're in a relationship right now?
He's incarcerated, and I'm, like, completely ignoring him, but he sends letters, and he wants pictures of the baby, and I'm just, like, ignoring him. I guess because I'm mad that, you know, I'm a new mom by myself, but... Now I'm starting to, like, want to, you know, get back in contact.
I'm going to say that you have a very compassionate vibration. I think you give quite a bit to people. I think you're good for people. And I would say that if this gentleman has reached out to you and you have corresponded with him, I would, you know, still correspond with him because somehow you're giving him a little bit of hope. You know, you're from the outside, you're listening to him, maybe he's got some things to say. And sometimes when somebody's in a situation, as this gentleman is, sometimes we need a beacon of hope. We need that connection to give us the ability to focus on what we need to make ourselves a better person. I am getting the feeling that he might be very much involved in getting rehabbed and maybe finding more of what he needs to do to take care of himself. So I'm going to say I would... try to continue to just keep it, you know, a very friendship-oriented kind of thing. I'm going to say that I think, is he getting out early? Did he say that he might have an early release in the future?
He said 7 months or less, and he's already been there for a year.
All right, well, I'm going to say that for some reason you have inspired him to maybe make a better person and to make the steps that he needs to become that type of person. So I would still continue to keep it on a light level, and perhaps when he does gain his freedom, if you feel comfortable with that, maybe the two of you could meet. But I'm going to say you've given him some hope, and that's probably one of the most wonderful attributes that we can extend to someone. You have given him, you know, a response. You've given him, I think, the confidence to say to himself, I reached out, and she cared enough to try to help me. So good luck. Let us know what comes true.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great night.
You too.
Okay, we'll take our last call, area code 610. Welcome. Could we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Yeah, hi, Linnea. Hi, Michael.
Hi.
First, Sonia, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
All right, hi. How are you?
I'm doing good. I have a quick question regarding employment career. I am employed
okay.
now, but for various reasons, my benefit is that I'm looking for another position. I've been looking
right.
for, you know, for about 2 months now, nothing yet. And I just wanted to see, you know, what you're picking up.
Hi, well, thank you. They are showing me August. Do you have any connection to the month of August at all, a birthday, anniversary, passing? Do you have anything in August at all?
I have a family member whose birthday is in August. That's about it.
All right, well, I'm
going to
say thank you. That's
huh?
all right. I'm gonna, it shows me a key, a door opening in August. So I think by the midsummer, I think you might have an offer. It might be some training involved, but they're showing me like about August 5th. It looks like there could be a new venue for you. And why are they saying July? Do you have any connection to July at all? All right. Well, July actually is a lot of activity in companies. Sometimes they want to hire for the fiscal year that begins in July. So I'm going to say keep sending your resume out there. It looks like the beginning of July, somebody might contact you for an interview. And I think by the end of July, the beginning of August, they're showing me a great big doorway opening up with a big gold key. So I think that's going to happen. Do you have a David around you? Is there anyone named David at all?
David. Anyone with that name off the top of my head.
All right. I hear the name David in the regards to your new venue. So listen for the name David, either in personnel or someone who might be training you. And they keep showing me financial institutions, banks, lending places, mortgages. Does somebody do anything in finance around you? Well, then your career looks like your career will have a financial success to it. They show me a bank. That means you're going to be making some good money. So good luck.
Oh.
Let us know what comes true. Thank you. Take care now.
Okay. Thanks for your call there. And looks like that's going to do it here for today. Linnea, great show and
thank
great
you.
Information.
Yes.
And we'll see you on Thursday in just a couple of days.
Thank
so
you so much.
Looking forward to
yes,
it.
Yes, have a great night. Thank you,
okay,
Michael.
You
take
too.
Care now.
Okay, bye-bye. And again, Linnea will be back here Thursday, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And if you want to contact Linnea for a private session, her contact information is right on the show page. You can't miss it, okay? Coming up next, we're going to be in just like 2 minutes or less, we're going to be connecting with a doctor, medical intuitive questions, herbal questions, whatever on your mind. Dr. Scott Warner. Hour is coming up, so everybody please just redial and you'll be back into the system.